Alan, the clerk, that heard this melody, he poked John and said, "Sleepest thou? Heardest thou ever slicker sang ere now? Lo, swilk a compline is he, mell them all, a wildfire upon their bodies fall. Wha, hearken ever swilk a furly thing? Yea, they shall have the flower of ill ending. This lang night their tides mean a rest, but yet, na force, all shall be for the best. For John," said he, "as ever mote I thrive, if that I may, yon wench will I swive. Some easement hath law y shapen us, for John there is a law that says thus, that if a man in one point be aggrieved, that in another he shall be relieved. Our corn is stolen soothly, it is na nay, and we have had an ill fit to-day. And since I shall have none amendment against my loss, I will have easement. By God's soul, it shall none other be." This John answered, "Alan, advise thee, the miller is a perilous man," he said, "and if that he out of his sleep abrayed, he might do us both a villainy." Alan answered, "I count him not a fly," and up he rose, and by the wench he crept. This wench lay upright and fast slept, till he so nigh was, ere she might espy, that it had been too late for to cry, and shortly for to say, they were at one. "Now play, Alan, for I will speak of John." This John lies still a furlong way or two, and to himself he maketh ruth and woe. "Alas," quod he, "this is a wicked jape. Now may I say that I is but an ape. Yet as my fellow somewhat for his arm, he has the miller's daughter in his arm. He haunted him, and has his needs sped, and I lie as a draft-sack in my bed. And when this jape is told another day, I shall be a daff, a cockney. I will arise and haunter it, by my faith. Unhardy is unseely, thus men saith." And up he rose, and softly he went, unto the cradle, and in his hand it hent, and bore it soft unto his bed's feet. Soon after this the wife her snoring leet, and gan awake, and went her out to piss, and came again, and gan her cradle miss, and groped here and there, but she found none. "Alas," quod she, "I had almost misgone, I had almost gone to the clerk's bed. A bensy tea, then had I foully sped." And forth she goes till she the cradle found. She gropeth always further with her hand, and found the bed, and thought naught but good, because that the cradle by it stood. And nist where she was, for it was dark, but fair and well she crept into the clerk, and lies full still, and would have caught asleep. Within a while this John the clerk upleaps, and on this good wife he lays on sore, so merry a fit ne had she not full yore. He pricketh hard and deep, as he were mad. This jolly life have these two clerks led, till that the third cock began to sing. Alan waxed weary in the dawning, for he had swonken all the long night, and said, "Farewell, Malin, sweet white. The day's come, I may no longer bide, but evermore, whereso I go or ride, I is thine own clerk, so have I sell."